们刚才讲到这个盐丝啊，那个盐丝好像什么呢？就是说，原来就有这种知识，也是啊，一切知识的本源，一切知识的本源。那就是好像什么呢？这个种子，这个种子败得干干的。要种在这个地里头，有温度、湿度啊，空气、阳光、水分，然后发芽。这个呢，并不是说这个地、空气有这个生有这个生命，是因为原来种子就有生命，就有生命。那借着这个环境。这个环境还显露出花芽出显露出这个意思。那么我们这个眼睛，那这个眼睛呢，本来就有那个视觉，那个视觉。但是呢，我们不知道这个组织原理功用，我们还不知道，不懂。但是呢，当我们研究我们。眼睛，我们已经知道哦，原来是眼睛的功用，这个视有这个视觉，这个情况，不是现在才有这个视觉。就是说，原来就有这个视觉，当我们还不了解，就有这个视觉的存在。
Our senses is natural.
那么言之也是一样。
And this is the same with our conscious.
本来就有这个知识。
We already have this knowledge.
但是呢，就是借着这个时候的环境。
And it is through a certain time that our knowledge will manifest.
那拜神也是一种言之。
It's the same when we worship God.
所以呢，在这个啊平常看没有看到。
This kind of natural instinct, we can't see naturally.
因为借着这个环境，这时候啊，就会显露出来。
But it is through certain time that our natural instinct will be manifested.
不是现在才有信仰。
It is not only now that people have faith.
原来它就有一个言之，就有一个这个本性。
But originally, man has that conscience and that kind of natural instinct to worship God.
所以说独立性就是比如说他的这个杀人比如说杀人这件事
For example, this matter concerning murder
大家普遍见到就没不好
Everybody knows that's not a right thing to do
我们普遍都认为不好
And it is a general concept
那么独立性就是说，你不要去问别人好不好，你自己也会判断不好。
And this kind of independent concept, you don't have to ask someone else whether this is right or wrong.
这个就是一种道德力。
This is philosophy. This is moral value.
发现了一个人很危险。
When you realize a person is in danger,
你会自动。你判断应该去救他。
And your natural instincts will tell you how to save that person.
这个就是一种言之。
This is a natural instinct.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章有神的切记。我看这个资料，如果说中文的我们自己来看一看比较详细。英文呢，大概没有那么详细。
It's a firm evidence of God's presence.
这个就是说有这神的存在。
This is to tell us that
由于这个宇宙这个由来有组织这么庞大这么伟大
That is from the origin of the universe that we see there's an evidence of God's presence
它有一定的速度有一定的轨道
And we know that all the solar system they move in an orderly manner on a certain track
还有保持一定的距离
And they kept a certain distance from each other
那么谁来操作呢
？And who's the one who kept all this system in order？
这样一直不断的在运转。
The whole universe is in order, and the planet is revolving.
科 可以算出什么时候啊会这个律师啊律师啊。
The scientists then can calculate the time in the universe.
这是因为有一定的速度和轨道，它才可以算得出来。
Because they all move in a certain direction, speed, and time.
啊，这个就是说有一个支配的主宰。
Therefore, there must be one creator that has created this universe in an orderly orbit, whether it's the stars or planets.
第二点，他说以万物巧妙的配合来证明。
And the second is that's proof the existence of God from this creation that is wonderfully coordinated.
也就是说，神造万物，它有互相的配合造的目的。
For example, when God has created this earth, He had coordinated His creations.
每一个动物或者植物，或者我们身上的每一个这个肢体啊，都有它的功用。
Everything that He created has a certain purpose.
那么构造呢，就让您知道有神的存在。
And all these created things is for you to see the presence of God.
它这里面提出眼睛、耳朵、鼻子的构造。
Here it says the eyes, the ears, and the nose.
那么复杂。
We can see that each of these eyes, ears, and nose is quite a complex system.
功用有那么多。
And yet, it has a lot of function.
如果用那个机械来做的话，
if we're going to create mechanical eyes, ears, and nose,
是非常笨重。
We know that it's going to be very complicated and heavy duty.
用那个其他的动物来做呢。
Next, it is from all the animals that He had created to prove the existence of God.
就是有那个导护的这个颜色。
For example, we see how animals they camouflage each other.
或者那个树枝捕虫，它那种会撒网，又会怎么去捕到它的食物。
And we see how the spiders casting its own web to catch its prey.
有人说那个蜘蛛啊，知道什么台风要来了，他把那个网要收起来。
And if you study closely, spiders they know when typhoon will be coming and it will keep its web.
他怎么有这个知识呢
？How does the spider know this？
还有一种叫做台风草，台风要来了，那个今年几月要来，看那个草的叶。
And that's a certain kind of plant. From looking at plant, you can tell when the typhoon is coming.
这就是说，对人类无声的说明。
And all of nature, you can tell the existence of God.
有一种这个土夫风啊，土夫风啊。
There's a kind of bee.
它这个
好好的
那个产卵的时候呢要在毛毛虫啊身上产卵。
And when this kind of bees were to lay eggs, it had to lay eggs on caterpillars.
它这个幼虫的时候呢就是出生要吃这个肉。
And they feed on some meat.
要吃那新鲜的。
They want to feed on those fresh meat.
那么这个母蜂啊，它如果要产卵呢，要找一条毛毛虫。
When they are laying eggs, they have to look for a caterpillar.
它就要从它那个第九节的神经呢，把它最小的话第九节这个地方给它打针呢。
And they need to inject at the ninth sections of the caterpillar.
让麻醉了。
To numb the caterpillar.
然后再从这边呢是产卵了。
Then they can lay the eggs.
啊，产卵了以后，这个小幼虫出生了，就从这边一直吃到头这边来了。
And then when it is being hatched, then it will keep biting the caterpillars from the tail to the head.
这个母蜂呢，它产卵打这个针呢，一
And this bee's moment when it injects into this caterpillar, they will lose its life. Then it will die. And the moment when the mothers die, the newborn will never see the mothers what he has done before. Because the mom had already died the moment she injected into the caterpillar. But who is the one who will teach the newborns what to do in the second or third generation? Who is the one who tell him that to lay eggs you have to look for a caterpillar? Nobody will tell all these natural things. But it is God that created all this natural being, the bees, that give them this kind of natural knowledge. So when the moms die, the newborns will naturally know what to do, even though mother will not tell them. They will tell them. Also, they know that they shouldn't lay the eggs at the head by the tail. And so when they set the feet on the caterpillar, they'll eat from the tail to the head. And this is how God has created this universe. Everything coordinates in a very wonderful order. That's another kind of plant. Another kind of tree. And this kind of tree exists in the desert. On the mountain. When there's the leaves is such that when there's no rain, then it will be pointing downward, but if there's rain, then it will raise up. It will prevent pollution. And people who are traveling can use the leaves for quenching the thirst. All these things are all coordinating with one another. And it's all for the conducive living of living things. Another kind of animals, camels. And we know camels, we can find a lot of them in the desert. The camels will take water to prepare for a long journey. This is what God has created. This animal, such a way that allows them to walk, move in the desert. We heard of this kind of food called durian. And a lot of people in the Southeast Asia, they like this kind of food. And we know not other places will produce such kind of fruit. Some people say this is very pungent, and some say it's very fragrant. And whether it's some fragrant or pungent, and those people have never eaten durian before find its smell really pungent. But some people who love it say it's very fragrant. Everybody have a different kind of taste to it. God has created durian and it's called the king of fruit. Also has the queen of fruit, which is not as hot heating as durian. The wonderful thing about durian is that we all know that the durian doesn't just fall by itself. We know that we have to actually go cut it off from the tree. And we know that the surface of durian has lots of pricks. if this kind of fruit naturally fall off from the tree, then it will hit on someone else's head. None of you here have heard of anybody who is being hit by durian when it stands on a durian tree. Nobody will be hit by any durian falling off from the tree. Why wouldn't a durian just fall off from the tree and hurt someone else's head? Can you imagine if you were to pick a durian under the tree and then you would be hit by a durian that falls off from the head? So God indeed is very miraculous when He created this durian tree. But when would this durian fruit fall off from the tree? Do you know when would this fruit fall off from the tree? When do you think this fruit, this durian, will fall off from the tree? Is it in the middle of night? What time in the middle of the night? And if this fruit were to fall off from the tree right now, it will hit someone else's head. You wait for everyone to fall asleep, then the fruit will fall off. This is indeed very miraculous. Some trees is by the side. Even this tree is planted by the side, it will not hurt anyone. The fruit will fall off after 12 midnight. It will not just keep falling non-stop. And when the sun comes out, it will stop falling off. And when somebody is coming, it will stop falling from the tree. So anyone who would pick from durian tree has to pick it like early in the morning. In Thailand, the durian is cut from the tree. And it's not as fragrant. Especially the durian from Penang is one of the most fragrant. So we see that all this thing is being arranged by God. The way God has created the sun and the moon is a certain distance apart. And the ebb and flow of the waves is according to the revolutions of the moon. If it is too close, then the waves will come into the earth. So in order to maintain any marine lives, there must be a certain distance to be kept apart between the moon and the earth. Anybody who works in the ocean, you will know about this kind of order. The Bible tells us that he has drawn a line between the earth and the water. The dry land and the water. And we know that the water will not come beyond the line. And this is the same between the earth and the sun. There are certain distances apart. And if the earth is too close to the sun, then the people will be frozen to death and vice versa. And there's a certain number of revolutions of the earth and around the sun. And it cannot spin too fast or spin too slow. It shouldn't be too close or too far from the sun. So when God created everything, He coordinated things in an orderly fashion. Just as humans to speak. If God is indeed so wise, and it's indeed a waste to put two eyes in front. Or if we were to shoot if we were to hold a rifle, we usually just use one eye. We don't use both eyes to focus. So we just need one eye to focus and one eye to back. If we have one eye at the back of our head, then we don't have to turn around. And if people were to stab us from the back, we would know. This would be better, to have one eye in front and one eye to back. But if you were to analyze this thing, it's not that. How do you sleep then? You'll be flattening the eyes at the back. How do you walk? And if you think that one eye in front and the back is good, then how are you going to walk, forward or backward? And if you would have eyes like that, then you will be have a nervous breakdown. And some people say that it's not a good idea to have nose right here. It's just like the markers of this the car. It says it's not good to have the nose on the face because it's high. It's not easy to wash your face. It's easier if it's flat. If your face is flat, it's easier to wash your face. It's better to have your nose to the side of your body. No, but that's not a good idea if you put on your clothes and you cannot breathe. No matter how you think, you wouldn't be God. It's just your nose is like chimney if you have it on your head. It's not a good idea. If you want to smell your food, you have to bring your food on your head. Here. For the bones in the body, and certain part of our bone is softer, and certain part of bone is hard. And if we use bone instead of cartilage for the ears, then it's not good. Because sometimes you have to speak slightly. And therefore you need softer bones like cartilage. That was a doctor. He originally did not believe the existence of God. After when he performed a surgery, he realized. He says that all the hair of our body is facing downward. But, however, in our windpipe, the hair is pointing upward. And that time he believed in the existence of God. But why is that when he look at all this, he realizes God? He says that if the hair is pointing downward, then how does this the mucus come out from your mouth? All these things are natural. So God has created heaven and earth, everything. You don't have to change them and refine them. And since the creation is now, it has been like this. But as scientists, they want to keep changing things. That's because man has limited wisdom. When they have not reached perfection, they want to refine until it's perfect. Whatever God has created, it will multiply. Because that's life. But whatever man has created, it will not multiply itself, for example, a house or a plane. whatever that God has created, it will multiply itself, whether it's animals or human beings.
这神创造一切万物很多奇妙的地方。
And these are the miraculous things of God's creation.
包括人身上的血球了。
It's just like the blood cells in the body.
或者人啊，他这第一般的证明是用人的心来证明。
The third, it's proving from the mind of man that the existence of God.
人有良心，有道德力啊。
Man has conscience and morals.
有宗教信仰。
And they have religious beliefs.
所以说讲这个遗传恩典，基因的问题。
And the last thing talks about genetics.
好，我们现在讲第五章。
Now we're going to talk about chapter 5, differences in spirit.
这第四章只是一个参考而已。
Chapter 4 is just for our own reference.
第五章就讲灵的区别。
And chapter 5 talks about differences in spirit.
圣经啊，关于这灵的名字呢，写的很多。
In the Bible, it talks about many different kinds of spirits.
也很复杂。
And they are all very complex.
很难去辨认。
It's very hard to differentiate them.
但是如果我们详细去研究,
But if you were to study them closely,
把它分别建筑归纳,
and if we categorize them,
就四大概分为四种。
There are four different kinds of spirits.
这四种就是第一个,
First, is the spirit of God.
也叫做圣灵,
or we call this Holy Spirit.
我们稍微做一个笔记，因为课本写的很简单。 文的灵呢叫做圣灵啊。
The Spirit of God is called the Holy Spirit.
那么我们传呢，安息日叫做圣日啊。
And Sabbath is called the Holy Day.
哦，那会堂哈，那个古时候那个拜神的需要叫圣殿啊。
And our chapel in ancient time is called the Holy Temple.
不要叫做圣山啊。
Holy Mountain.
圣地啊。
Holy place.
那么称为圣，称为圣就是神。
Anything that is called holy belongs to God.
只有神的灵才称为圣灵。
Only the spirit of God is called the Holy Spirit.
是神圣的。
It's the Holy Spirit.
是完全的。
It's perfect spirit.
就是最全面，也没有缺点的啊。
And it does not have any blemishes. It's the most perfect spirit.
那么神的灵叫做圣灵。
The spirit of God is called Holy Spirit.
那和其他的灵有什么不同呢？
And what is it different from the rest of the spirit?
有魂的灵啊，有天使的灵。
And there are the spirit of God, spirit of angels.
有魔鬼的灵。
Spirit of devils.
有人的灵魂。
And spirit of man.
那这四种各有特色。
And all the four kinds of spirit, they are different.
那您怎么来分别?
With each characteristic, how do we differentiate them?
独特的地方是什么样?
What is the most outstanding about each spirit?
真神的灵叫做圣灵。
The spirit of God is called Holy Spirit.
啊，这个灵呢，是创造宇宙万物的灵。
And this is the spirit that has created heaven and the earth.
也创造我们人类。
And it's created all mankind.
给我们人类生命,
and it's the spirit that gives us life.
所以它是生命的本源,
and therefore is the origin and the source of life.
也称为人类的父,
and it's also called the father of man.
其他的人不能称为人类的父,
but any other kind of spirit cannot be called the father of man.
其他的人也没有创造，不是创，会创造。
And any other kind of spirit are not capable of creation.
那么呢? 这个灵叫做自由拥有的灵。
And this kind of spirit has existed eternally.
其他的人都被盗了。
The rest of spirits have been created.
只有神的灵叫做自由拥有的灵。
But the spirit of God is not created. It has been there since the beginning.
自由就自然而有。
It's naturally there.
没有人造它。
Nobody has created the spirit.
哦，就是没有分的开始。
It has no origin.
哎，没有死的结束。
Or ending, birth or death.
就 你无生之时，无时之中，没有，是永远有，永远有。
And it exists eternally.
它也不必靠外力啊，外物来供给维持它的生命。
It doesn't need any other exterior source to support this life.
它这个灵是一个生命的本源，也会供给一切有生物的这个。
And it's the source of life, and it can feed all other sources, all other life that it has created. This kind of spirit will never be destroyed. And it is not limited by time or space.
So this is just a temporary thing.无所不在的人啊。
This kind of spirit exists everywhere.
为什么呢
？Why is that so？
因为他这个灵啊，没有体。
Because this spirit does not have a concrete form.
天使有灵体。
Angels take a certain form.
有在这。
However, the Spirit of God, it fills all the knowl,
叫做无所不在
and it exists eternally, it's only presence.
它怎么能够遍在呢
why is it presence everywhere?
请看啊，黑暗福音。
Let's look into the book of John.
黑暗福音的第三章。
John chapter 3.
John 3.
John 3.
34. Verse 34. John 3, 34. 神所差来的就说神的话因为神是圣灵给他是没有限量的凡是圣灵给人没有限量
Here it says that For GodHe gives the spirit of man by all measure.
没有限量，就是他的这个灵，他的智慧能力没有限量。
It means that the spirit has no limitations.
所以他是无所不能啊。
Therefore, it's omnipotent.
也无所不在。
And omnipresent.
也无所不知啊。
And omniscient.
其他的灵，他的所知道的就有限。
And all other kind of spirit has its limitations.
只有这个灵，神的灵是遍在的。
Only the spirit of God fills all and all.
所以无所不在。
And therefore it's omnipresent.
因为这个灵是无限量。
Because this kind of spirit is without limitations.
因为它充满宇宙啊。
And because it fills in the universe.
所以他能够无所不在啊。
And therefore, it's omnipresent. It presents everywhere.
但是要注意的，这个灵不是很多。
But there are not many of the spirit.
只有一个灵，就是独一无二的灵。
There's only one and only spirit.
圣灵只有一个。
There's only one Holy Spirit.
圣灵是神的灵。
This is the Spirit of God.
神的只有一位。
And there's only one God.
所以呢，这个灵只有一个。
Therefore, there's only one kind of spirit.
那为什么就只有一个又能够遍在的遍在呢
？How can there is only one spirit and yet fills all and all？
这个就是说，比如说我们现在50个人有圣灵。
There's to explain that 50 of us here has the Holy Spirit.
我们同时祷告。
And all of us pray at the same time.
你有圣灵，我也有圣灵。
And you have the Holy Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit.
十个都有圣灵。
All 50 of us have the Holy Spirit.
同样一个灵。
There is only one kind of spirit.
不是50个灵。
It's not the 50 different kind of spirit.
同样这个时候。
Similarly at this time.
在地球上每一个地方在祷告。
On earth and different parts of the world, people are praying.
那个灵通通都在。
and the Holy Spirit are present in all. Now we pray here. And your children pray at home. And some pray in other places like the States, France. Everybody will be praying in different places. And the Spirit of God presence is everywhere. There's only one Spirit. And there are not many of the strong spirits. There's only one of them. And this is the Spirit that fills in the universe. And it's not limited by time or space. Because it surpasses all limitations. And this is only one. This is a living spirit. It does not have a body. And therefore it's not limited by time or space. And it's not limited by substance. Even if you were to close your door, it will be able to come in. And at this time, the Spirit will fill in everywhere. Today when we worship this one true God, because He is omnipresent, and that's why we can depend on Him. Whether we are on a mountain or deep in the ocean, God exists everywhere. And this God is also called the Holy God. This is a God that detests evil. It is also a righteous God. An honest God. Now I'd like to give you a test.
就是说, 有一个慕道者,
there was a true seeker.
就问你呢,
he will come and ask you this.
那你说你们的神是无所不在,
you claim that your God presence everywhere.
也叫做无所不入,
and it comes in through all ways.
那问你说, 那偶像呢, 偶像。
And now, if I were to say that even within an idol, within the stomach of this idol, do you think there is your God? How would you explain
that?
How do you explain to this person whether within the stomach of an idol there is the Spirit of God? Why is the answer no? Because this is a God that detests evil.
我这个课讲很久了，这个你们这班特别聪明，都会想到，继续的准备，再来。
Another question.
哎，慕道朋友啊，看我们在按手。
The true seekers sees us laying hands on the members.
在按手的时候呢，就有人得圣灵。
And the moment when some preacher lay hands on the person, they receive the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵从哪里跑到你们这个心里面？
Then the true seeker will ask, where does this Holy Spirit comes from and enter into your heart?
是从这个头上这个毛孔跑进去。
Is it from your head?
说从嘴巴，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈。
Or is it from the mouth? When you say hallelujah, the Spirit goes in your mouth.
到底从哪里进去？
Where does the Spirit come into you?
有的说，哎，就是像这个。
It's just like Adam, how the spirit is breathed into the nostrils of Adam. How does the spirit come into a man? Can anybody explain this? How does this Holy Spirit
come
into you? When you receive the Holy Spirit, where does the spirit come into you? How does it enter into you?
跑进去怎么跑进来的？啊？那怎么就进去呢？啊？教官是好像谁在外面呢？ 灵交换，那么怎么跑到心里面？
How does it enter into your heart?
它怎么跑到心里面？无所不在，对吧？它无所不在，它无所不在，对了，那怎么跑进去？充满了，就还有吗？
真的？
人是纯粹的活人，对不对
？God is a living God.
没有物质的隔阂，对不对
？And it's not limited by.
所以不必从哪一个地方有洞才跑进去啊。
It doesn't have to enter through any entry.
它是纯粹的活人。
It's a living God.
不是物质啊，它没有灵体啊，所以它不必从哪里跑进去。
Because it's not a material thing, it doesn't have to enter through any opening.
物质没有阻碍哈，这是讲这个神的灵啊，只有独一无二的灵啊。
The Spirit of God, that's only one.
再讲我们天使的灵。
Next, I'm going to talk about the Spirit of Angel.
天使的灵是独一的灵啊。我们看希伯来书第一章十四节。
Let's turn the book of Hebrew.
希伯来书第一章十四节。
Chapter
one. 天使岂不都是服役的人，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？这里说天使是服役的人。
Here it says that angel is angel that serves.
是为我们
ministering spirit
人类承受救恩的人来服这个效力的。
And angels is the ministering spirit that helps that minister. For those who inherit salvation.
还没有人类以前，神就有造了天使。
And before God has created man, God has already created angels.
天使呢就没有分男女。
And there's no gender between angels.
它是中性的。
It's neutral.
所以它不必结婚。
And therefore, angels do not marry.
天使呢，千千万万很多。
There are millions. And millions of angels.
所以也有组织。
There's an organization for the angel, and a certain structure and levels.
但是天使是我们天父的这个仆役。
Angels are the servants of heavenly fathers.
我们人是神的儿女。
And we are the children of God.
因为我们现在在这个血肉之体。
Because we're living in flesh,
所以我们暂时呢，天使比我们荣耀。
Angel is more glorious than us.
如果将来我们到天国
，One day if we were to go to the heavenly kingdom,
我们是神的儿女。
We become the children of God.
天使是我们父亲，我们家里面的仆役。
And the angels will then become our servant.
这也是天使里面的被造。
The angels of God are created by God.
而且有一个灵体。
And it has a living, a spiritual being.
第三，魔鬼的灵。
Third is the spirit of
devil. 邪灵。
It's also called evil spirit.
它原来是犯罪的天使。
And these are the spirit that has sinned against God.
这是背叛天上的神。
They have gone against God in heaven.
那没有资格做天使，就被甩到地上。
Because they, no longer can be angels, that's why they've been cast down from heaven.
和神对立。
Because of this, this spirit is always against God.
要迷惑普天下的人。
And now this evil spirit is on earth to deceive all mankind.
陷害人。
And to cause man to fall.
要夺去人类的性。
And to take away the spirit and souls of man.
他有组织。
They have also organization.
也有阶级。
They also have their structure,
还有他的使者,
and they also have these kings of devils and their messengers. The power is great.
也称为世界的神, 也称为世界的王.
It's also the king of this world and king of devils.
所以, 他让世上的人不得不拜他。
And therefore, all men on earth have to worship him.
因为大家怕怕他所害
，because they were afraid to be harmed by this devil.
但是我们信主都不怕。
But But today when we believe in God, we're not afraid of
him. 因为我们的神的能力胜过他,
because the power of God surpasses way, surpasses
him.
And the devil will not harm us.
魔鬼的灵啊, 会服在人的身上,
the spirit of the devil will possess a person.
他会让人发疯啊,
and cause a person to go insane.
失去了智,
and lose his rationality.
真的灵圣灵也会临到我们身上,
spirit of God will also come into man.
他会让我们向善,
and will cause us to be good.
会结出好的品格,
and will motivate us to produce good character.
但是天使的灵就没有临到我们身上,
however, the spirit of angel will not come unto man.
第四点,
the fourth point,
人的灵魂,
the spirit of man.
人的身体造神的形象造的,
man is created in the image of God.
是由泥土而来,
man is made from dust.
那么我们的生命,
the life of a man,
就是从鼻孔啊，实质的鼻孔接受一个生气,
started when our ancestor received this breath from God through his nostrils, and become a living being.
那只有人可以成为神的儿子,
only man can be considered as children of God.
首先呢，塑造在安置在六园里头,
and first man was being put in this Garden of Eden.
那么因为始祖犯罪,
because our ancestor had sinned,
违背神的命令,
had gone against the commandment of God,
失去了当儿子的资格,
and has lost the status of the children of God.
但是因为人终于是神的儿子, 所以神呢, 还要拯救人类,
because man originally are the children of God, and therefore God will have to save his own children.
天使犯罪, 这个神不拯救,
when the angel had sinned, God will not save them,
成为魔鬼了,
and they have become devil.
只有人类犯罪还有拯救的机会,
it's only when men have sinned there's chance for his salvation.
人的脸特别不一样的,
the only thing that's different about men, spirit of man,
这里要特别注意啊,
this is something you have to take note of.
跟其他的脸不一样啊,
the spirit of men are very different from the rest of the spirit, rest of the others.
人的灵啊，称为神的儿女,
man is considered as children of God.
这个灵啊会传死啊，这一直传下来啊。
The spirit will pass on.
好，是亚当开始啊，亚当的灵啊。Adam's
spirit.
啊，亚当的灵，神造了亚当，又造夏娃。 结这个只有造一个人，然后呢，就从肋骨造出一个女人结婚。
God created Adam, and then he created Eve from his ribs, and they got married.
好，那么神的祝福，人类的生养众多。
So God blesses man for them to multiply,
遍满地面,
and fill the earth.
那么呢，他就生了儿子了。
And now that Adam has given birth to a son.
那么亚当犯罪以后还是这个灵还是一直生啊。
Even though Adam had sinned, he will continue to give birth to more.
就是说我们人的灵都是从亚当这个灵传子一直传子下来。
In other words, man of spirit of man is multiplied from the spirit of Adam.
所以亚当称为神的儿子。
Adam is considered as the son of God.
叫神叫做父亲,
so he calls God as his father.
那么亚当的儿子,
Adam's son,
叫亚当叫爸爸,
will also call Adam father.
但是信仰来讲叫神也是父亲,
and in matter of faith, they also call God as the father.
今天传到现在讲这个人类也是拜神，我们的神叫爸爸。
And until today, now we worship God, we also we still call our father, our God Father. Because the spirit of man is the same as the spirit of Adam. Today when we are baptized,
是因为有从亚当这个犯罪这个人传下来。
It's because the sin is being passed down by Adam's spirit.
所以罗马书第五章十二节。
Let's look into Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章的十二节。
Verse 12.
这里说罪从一个人进到世界。
Here it says that one man's sin entered the world.
人为什么会死是从罪来。
And the death through sin.
因为众人都犯了罪，所以死，众人都要死。
Because man has sinned and death has spread to all men. And this death refers to physical death and spiritual death. And we'll talk about this matter in depth later.
就是说我们的灵，人的灵会传这个，从这个亚当这个灵传下来的。
And what we're talking now is that this spirit will pass down.
所以我们才必须承受亚当所犯的罪。
And it's because of this, we'll have to inherit the sin that Adam had.
所以我们每一个人都要洗礼赦罪。
Committed. Therefore today, all men have to be baptized to wash the sin away.
我们的罪不是从爸爸妈妈来的。
Our sin does not come from a father or mother.
如果从爸爸妈妈来的。
If our sin comes from our parents.
那爸爸妈妈洗礼了。
Then if our parents have sinned,
没有罪了,
they have no,
才生了我们,
they have received baptism,
为什么还有
罪? After when he gives us to us, why is that we still have the sin?
我们这个罪是从亚当这个灵, 这个罪的灵来的。
Therefore, our sin comes from our ancestor, Adam.
所以说亚当啊,蒙祝福啊,就是要生养众多。
Adam has been blessed by God, they will multiply.
这个灵啊,天使到几个就几个，天使没有分男女，我说没有，不会生小天使。
The spirit of angels, there's no difference in gender. Therefore, they will not give birth to little angels.
那么神只有一位。
There's only one God.
没有分说阶级大神小神，没
有这样。There's no difference between a big or small God. There's only one God.
在肉体有辈分。
Within for man.There's a difference in
但在灵性上，我们同样叫天上神是父。
We all call our God in heaven, Heavenly Father.
是因为我们这个灵从亚当那灵传承下来。
It is because our spirit comes from Adam, passed down from Adam. Sorry.
所以我们要承受亚当所犯的罪。
And it's because of this, the sin is also passed down to us.
我们不是承受父母的罪。
We're not taking or inheriting the sin from our parents.
只有这个人的灵，亚当这个灵能够传承下来。
It's only the sin of Adam that has been passed down.
我们一起祷告。